Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Monday, everybody. Woo!
Are you all right?
Uh-huh.
You look a little tired.
I am tired.
What'd you do?
Not bad. I just, you know.
Rage last night?
No. Oh, my God. Please. Old lady raging, sitting in front of the TV. Woo! I just, you know me. I get my schedule just gets all off on the weekends.
Wow, your eyes look trash, though. Your eyes are hurting my eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even notice that this morning. I guess I didn't take a good look in the mirror.
Wow. So, no sleep.
No,
I didn't sleep good either.
I got some sleep last night. I just, you know, I'm getting old too, Vin. You know, it's going to be,
all
downhill from here. Even when I'm not tired, I'm sure my eyes will start to look like this. I have a dot on my face. Can you see that?
That's not what I'm looking at. I'm looking
at
the color of the white part. It's not.
Oh, are they
I'm
super
not looking
red?
At like any kind of. Yeah, your eyes are red.
They're
like
itchy.
Your allergy.
You know what? I gotta say that I don't really get allergies. Not really. Like I might get a little sneezy here or there, but everyone in my family is just super allergy people. And
you mean like your husband?
In my immediate family, my kids both have some pretty bad allergies, and my husband has bad allergies. And this year, I've just been just runny nose, itchy eyes, sneezing my head off. I think it's just a horrible year for it.
Well,
doesn't it seem like everybody's kind of suffering?
I don't know. I haven't been, but I do know that that's what I'm talking about. The color of your what's the whites called?
The whites.
Oh, the whites of your eyes are red.
I think it's the sclera.
I'd say, if I didn't know better, I'd say you look high.
Oh, well, I'm not.
Okay.
Shucks.
Just so we're... Shucks, really? Oh, you'd be thrilled if I came in here high.
I've never seen you high.
And that will continue. That trend is going to continue.
I just, like, this eye constantly waters. I mean, I just took a Claritin right now. Just water, 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 water. Sucks.
I just feel like a little itchy. But thanks for noticing.
Well,
appreciate it.
All right.
When you get your first good look at me and your face goes, oh, that's a good, it's always feel good.
I
you
just
know.
Assumed.
You are uglier.
Why are you so ugly? I don't know why. I guess I just didn't sleep much this weekend.
Because it's Sunday that you had the same. I also didn't sleep.
Yeah.
But I started, you know what I, last night, this isn't an Xfinity ad, but that's what I use. That's what I have.
Uh-huh.
And on demand, there's TV, movies, there's other things listed along the top, and one of them is music.
Yeah.
And so I hit music last night just to see what I'd get, and
nice
I got
nail polish, by the way.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh.
So much.
What color?
We'll revisit it in a moment. I want to hear the music story first. He's gesturing, and I'm like, oh, that's pretty.
Oh, it's dark, huh?
Yeah.
Is that black? Purple?
Black.
What is that?
It's black.
All right. Good for you.
You want me to explain that now, or?
No, go to the music thing. So, I didn't even know that was an option.
It is. So I go to the music thing, and I start scrolling down. First thing you get is bad videos that you don't want to watch. So I'm like,
today's hits in video.
Get out of here. Get out. Get out. And I was going, trying to find documentaries.
Uh-huh.
And there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So I started the Bob Marley documentary last night before, I don't know, 8:30?
Oh, that's late.
Well, it's fascinating. Like, I didn't know he had a white dad.
Oh, you didn't?
Wow. No,
I didn't know he had a white dad.
Some Englishman rolling through the Jamaican countryside got with his mom and kind of never showed his face again.
So some dude out there was Bob Marley's dad and didn't even know it.
And that Bob Marley was actually, they broke his eggs about being mixed race in Jamaica. Like, he was dismissed as too lightly colored.
Oh.
And even his wife was like, Rita, was saying, you didn't want a light-colored boyfriend where she came from. You wanted the blackest guy you could get. And so Bob was like, not someone that she would have initially taken with. And hearing that just blew my mind because he's been... He started making music at 16 and had hits there in Jamaica while still a teenager. And you didn't get rich. In fact, one of the guys was like, they barely gave us enough money to eat.
Yeah.
Like, we had hits, but we were only given enough money to survive.
Right. But to buy guitar strings with. All right. Enough of that. So you have black nail polish at your house, and that's a love. Did your daughter do that? Because that's a really nice job.
Well, so this is how this goes. She did want to do nails yesterday, so we went to the Walgreens and bought some new colors.
And you found black.
I picked black because if I have to wear it, at least I can live with that.
Right.
What happens is she paints about the whole first knuckle.
Yeah.
Like everything.
Yeah. And then you scrape it out the skin and it...
No. Then what I was doing is I'd take it off almost immediately.
Yeah.
Like you'd never even know I had done that over the weekend because I'd take it right off. And I would say, oh, it came off. And that sort of worked for a little while.
And now she doesn't buy it.
She understands that that's BS.
She's smartening up.
So now I have taken to cleaning up the mess she made and at least, because she's just going to redo it. So now I'm wearing the polish because she'll redo it if she sees I've taken it off.
You reminded me of Andy. You remember if you remember Andy, our engineer, he went through a thing for a long time. He was just Andy the engineer. And then all of a sudden he started like dyeing his hair and wearing the nail polish.
Was this toddler
adorable.
Doing that to him though?
Oh no. Oh, no. Okay. That was just, you know,
his thing.
Yeah. People aren't going to know your toddler did that. You're the guy
and
with
earrings.
The tattoos
yeah.
and the, oh yeah, that's right. Boy, yeah. He got a whole new look going on there and is like in his 50s.
He's getting all hip.
Yeah.
Good for him. He moved away.
He did. Well, he retired.
Yeah. To Oregon.
Yeah, he's
has
living
a huge
the life.
Property, right?
Yeah, big old farm.
Yeah. Good for him.
That is good. Once in a while, you know, one of the engineers will have some pictures from the farm. I like the Andy.
Yeah. Well, he's on Facebook. I see his pictures.
If only I was on Facebook. Yeah. I'd see his pictures from time to time.
Yeah. There's anything I want to do less, it's Facebook.
Yeah. It's just too much. It's just over. I feel like I got enough to do. The kids, though, they don't. I mean, I don't even think they're on Facebook, the kids, you know. But people have time for social media.
Well,
you know.
Let them do their thing.
Oh, for sure. It's totally fine.
Anyway, that's why I have nail polish on. And it looks
fan-frickin-tastic.
Almost well done because it had to be redone.
Did you do it yourself?
Parts of it, yeah.
We're going to have to get that up on social media.
I was just going to tell Hooman. Hooman, can you go take a picture?
Get some picture of his paws.
Sure, you got
Should've
it.
Should have known that would
well,
be.
Well, of course. Hello.
A thing.
You're wearing black nail polish.
We need something to
Jane
promote.
Will approve.
You know, I like Jane.
I know that you do.
I'm a Jane fan.
Yeah. Yep. Who isn't?
I can't think of one person.
Right.
I just try to think of anybody. Yeah, we need all of you in
Let's
there, Vinny.
Yeah, get a smile
what we
in
need
there.
Monday morning.
Ah. Yeah. Hooray.
Yay.
You could use that for your first spot today.
I know. Speaking of which, I need those spots.
They're right beside you. Everything's to your left.
Thank you very much. Yeah. We're all set.
Good
Had
job.
It going man. On.
Thanks.
Good job, everyone. Nice work.
All right. Are we done?
No, not yet. My mom and dad are coming on Wednesday.
All right.
I couldn't be more excited.
Did you? So you have the new bed in place.
Yes, everything's
all set. Did you get
your
My Pillows?
No, they haven't come yet.
Oh, darn. No.
They take a while
to
ship.
What the hell? Are they making them?
I guess. I don't know. I know. I ordered them. Well, did I order them last
week?
Seems
like a couple weeks ago.
Well, if they float you free shipping, then you just, you know,
you
you're
take
on
the free shipping and you're happy when they
you're
do
You're on
get
the
there.
Slow ride.
Right. Slow ride. So that should be fun. We've got big Mother's Day plans.
Oh, that's right. It's this weekend.
Yeah. Don't forget your mom, everyone.
No, do not forget your mom. Don't worry, we'll be reminding you. Pro flowers coming up.
That is true, all week long.
The 100 blooms.
I'm actually surprised that they should have done it like last week.
I know. Because they should have, actually, because it's this week.
Well, you have to believe they've looked at their business and how the peak ordering goes, and they probably realize we're a last-minute buy.
Society.
We're the thing that people order like, oh yeah, mom, boom. Yeah.
Right.
And the people who are long planners probably come up with something a little more elaborate.
Right.
I think.
I don't know. Probably it's beautiful, right. though. They sent them all to us, and they're, well, I guess I'll do it in the ad when that comes up.
Oh, you can mention my post.
Oh, did you post the picture of the flowers?
My phone. Oh, here it goes.
Is this at Uzette? U-Z-E-T-T-E on Instagram?
That is correct.
If you have trouble spelling her name, and weirdly people do,
I don't know why.
If you follow any of us or Alice at 973, you can find, doesn't Alice follow all of us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that you can find this. Or RadioAlice.com has it all listed
out. I saw Uzette on, speaking of her Instagram, I saw her glam-eyeing some boy.
Glam-eyeing?
Glam-eyeing.
What does that mean?
Well, she's a glam-ma.
Oh.
And she was being that to her little, some
so
little rascal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus, Uzette, are you okay?
What happened?
Uzette, there's a chair here.
Can you move it out of my way?
You know what? Yes.
I'm going to. Just
in case. Yeah. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. It is, it's Monday morning. Hooman, you must have had a huge weekend. That's what you do.
Wow. It was. I'm so involved with this picture of Vinny's nails.
Oh,
sorry, I'm not entirely focused.
Right.
I went to Walnut Creek and our first Cinco de Mayo. That was super fun.
Oh, on Friday.
Yeah, that was.
Who goes to Walnut Creek for Cinco?
I had some friends out there, and
we did margaritas. That was our nod.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then I spent all Saturday with Sada and Paris, and we just all hung out. And
hung out where?
At Sada's house.
You and the girls, huh?
Yeah, me and
you
the
just
girls.
Hung out at Michael Franti's house.
Yeah, that was super fun. And
so you're like one of their girlfriends. Like they're
married.
Are your
chicks.
Nails painted too?
Hey, we're all Persian, so you know we hang out.
The Persian.
My two
posse.
Persian friends.
Paris is Persian?
Yeah, she's half. She's half Irish.
Half Irish, half Persian. Is Sara
She calls herself Pyrish.
Aha, that's funny.
It's adorable.
And, Sara is. And so,
she's fully.
Yeah,
Persian.
We're talking a lot about Bali, because,
How come she wasn't with Michael? I thought they traveled together everywhere.
No, they give each other a break.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh.
And, that's good relationshiping.
Oh, so they're doing it right.
But so
everybody else is screwing it up.
I'm thinking of going to their resort over New Year's from December 27th to
Soul Shine.
Yeah,
oh,
that
I've been
does
dying
sound
to
amazing.
Go there. I
know,
really,
me too.
I think he should sponsor an Alice trip. Like we take listeners to his
resort,
yeah.
Soul Shine.
That's what I think. I've been thinking that for a while now.
Well, I'm excited. I mean, because I normally hate that time of year, so it's going to be good to get away.
Why do you hate that time of year?
Because December's a little lonely.
I don't like that time of year either.
Lonely.
That's right.
Yeah. So lonely.
Oh, I can't wait for Christmas.
Because we got a kid.
Because we have a three-year-old. Actually, she'll be a four-year-old.
She loves that crap.
Four is the best year.
I like it now.
Yeah. Wait till four rolls around, man. You just want to bottle it. So you're going to go to Bali?
I'm thinking about, yeah, I mean,
I would love to do that.
It's definitely 24 hours to get there.
Forever.
There's
it's
no
forever to get there.
You got to fly to, like, London, and then, which is already 12 or 13 hours, and then another at least 12 or 13 hours.
Have you looked into the resort?
West?
I'm just saying it's one of the choices. I have looked online, and I've seen pictures, but I haven't looked into it, like, deeply.
Is it... on the rustic side?
No. I mean, I don't know
like, are there outhouses I think you want to
know? Are you sleeping on the floor? And pooing in the bushes?
In a hole.
In a hole that they just dug? Yeah. Fresh new hole every day?
No. It's super beautiful in that sense. You get beds and, you know, it's...
You get
mosquito
beds.
Mosquito nets?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Let me post the link so everyone
is
can see.
Is everything organic? Like, my concern is that, God, I'd be so bored and I'd be hungry and there's nothing
thirsty.
To drink.
Oh,
yeah, awfully thirsty.
Do they have boozer?
Yeah, of course they have booze. They have booze
do?
Everywhere.
That is
yeah,
fantastic.
It's not like
I thought for some reason I looked, the last time I looked at it, I go, oh.
That looks a little too healthy for me.
I gotta go there. I'll have to bring a suitcase of my own.
Oh, there he is. He is the first face you see when you pull up Soul Shine Yoga. Oh, he's all over it. Oh, he's high as a kite right here. Speaking of,
oh, the rooms look incredible.
So there's weed there. Okay.
Hey, click.
It's walking across like a big field. I don't
click on the sleep link there, Vinny, and you can see how sick the rooms are. They're pretty nice.
Oh yeah, that's much. That's good.
That does sound awesome. Yeah. I'm jealous.
Well,
good for you. That's great. I actually thought about that too, and I feared I never took the time to actually look into it, but I did fear that it was a little
too rustic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I bet it's really nice. Is he just a partner? Or does he own it? Or
yeah, it's his completely.
Completely. Oh. Wow.
Entire. Oh, it's like really like a big house.
Oh,
look at it.
I can't
right
really
there.
Let me see that.
Well, let me expand
it's,
it.
It's
whatever.
Right.
It takes 20 hours to get there.
If you only have to take two flights.
You only have to take two flights.
But, yeah. Well, I hope you have a wonderful time. It sounds peaceful.
Yeah. 415 says they're watching from India.
Oh, hey.
Been traveling for work and feeling homesick. So happy to see you guys.
Hope you have a good time.
They must miss you, too.
Tech people end up having to travel so much. And to such faraway places.
In India. Wow. That's
408 says Solshine is a 5-star resort. There's a bar there by the pool.
Oh.
This is not
bad. Right, let's all go.
Drinks.
I guess we have to get invited. But you
know. I think the real question for me would be, is it near surf? I know Bali has waves, but that doesn't mean
that he's got waves
that
right
is
there.
Near there.
Well, here's the question.
That'd be great.
Vinny, in all your research over the years, have you ever thought of surfing in Indonesia?
Yeah.
Oh, you have? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then that's the spot for you.
Oh. Well, if he's got a break right there, it might just be super flat. Like, he might just have a lagoon.
Oh, no, that's the other side of the island. Yeah. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, there's no transposer. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. Yeah, this place. No, it's a lake. You can swim.
Yeah.
Nope. None
Bryn
of that
just walked
here.
In. What did you do this weekend?
Anything, hi.
Anything to report?
Yeah,
we all had pretty quiet weekends, it
man,
seems
I
like.
Man, I mounted a bunch of shelves and cabinets in my garage.
All right. Getting that garage set up. Priorities, man.
My hat?
I was at Lowe's and Home Depot like every day this weekend. So awesome.
How much money did you spend,
a lot
though?
Of money.
Ooh, yeah. I thought of you on Friday. We were at Costco, and they had this gorgeous-looking shed.
Gorgeous.
I know you were
God.
He was talking about getting
I'm
a shed.
I'm looking for sheds. That's
well, we
true.
Had a whole conversation about sheds.
I'll talk to you about that off the air.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, talk about it now.
Picture. It's really
you know what's
nice
great
one.
About I shouldn't plug whatever. I plug can it. Return anything with my credit card. I love that because I buy a bunch of things and I lose the receipts and they come back and I just can I return this? I don't have the credit the receipt and they're like
and they look to see if
just
you
wipe
buy
your
it.
Card and it's all on that account right there. So they'll just refund everything
on
there.
Your Costco.
No, on my you know
on
Lowe's. Home Depot or Lowe's. It's just like boom. I'm so happy
they're
about
tracking
that.
Tracking all your purchases.
So stoked.
It is so nice.
So I buy so much stuff sometimes.
The little
I'm like,
things.
Oh, I didn't really need that. And I have so much like leftover crap that I didn't need. So I come back and I have no receipt and they're just totally like, just swipe your card. Boom. I'm like, this is so great.
No problema.
Anyway, yeah, that's great. My
what
weekend.
What an exciting weekend.
Joys. So fun, Hooman.
Were you by yourself doing this or did you have help?
Yes, I was by myself doing
it. Oh, where was Anita?
She works.
On the weekend?
Yes.
Oh,
well, sales. Yeah, she's in
time,
sales.
Right?
That's
Did you go? Did you accomplish everything you set out to accomplish?
Yes, I did. I did gardening. Man, it's crazy. But mounting shelves and cabinets is hard to do by yourself.
It is. You usually
holding one arm, reaching for the gun.
Put a ledger board up and just set it on top.
Yeah, no, but
did you do that? Did you ledger board?
I didn't because I didn't want extra holes in my walls, you know, underneath whatever.
I know, but it's just a garage.
Right, I know, but it's all sheetrocked and nice.
That's what you have to do when you're mounting.
That's my exciting weekend, everybody. Happy Monday.
KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Woo! I can tell it's going to be a good one. We'll be right
Sarah
back.
And Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.